WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The mayors of College Station and Bryan have announced exploring future options to bring in local tourism and convention business that could take money away from the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney says he and Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson started receiving calls last week about the future funding of Experience BCS.
This year, there are folks that want to pay a little bit more attention to it.
Tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes an executive session item where they could receive legal advice behind closed doors regarding BCS compliance with the city's funding agreement. The Experience BCS Board Chairman Jim Ross told WTAW News their executive board's working to address the city's unidentified concerns diligently and in an expeditious way. Ross also says they are committed to transparency and to results, and we're working through that internally as a board. Hotel occupancy tax money from both cities goes to the former CVB. Bryan's budget calls for $332,000, while College Station appropriated $400,000 for operations and $103,000 the agency awards and grants. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M system officials celebrate the ceremonial topping of the new hotel and conference center that's under construction next to Kyle Field. Chancellor John Sharp calls the $143 million, 236-room facility a crown jewel.
This one is going to be an iconic place, the only place on this campus that will be more remembered, more frequented, more well-known is the building across the street, Kyle Field.
Private developers provided the financing for the complex, which is scheduled to open in September of 2018. Among other revenue sources, you can sign a 10-year lease for a room, and naming rights for the facility will run between $20 and $25 million. A College Station man has faced two Brazos County District Court juries in the last 7 months. The latest jury found 22-year-old Gervon Comorto Castro guilty of two armed robberies in College Station in January of 2015. Castro was sentenced to 12 years for the robbery at the Cash America store on Texas and a holdup at the Chipotle in Northgate. Last December, another jury found Castro not guilty of assaulting one of two College Station police officers involved in arresting Castro. Two officers were treated for non-life-threatening injuries during Castro's apprehension. Charges involving the other officer were dropped, according to online records. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced a Bryan man who police described as a mid-level drug dealer was sentenced to 10 years for making and selling crack cocaine. John Knox Jr., who admitted to selling narcotics for a living, was the subject of two searches of his home in a seven-month period 2 years ago. And gunfire in a West Bryan neighborhood last Thursday night resulted in no injuries and one arrest. 911 told the police several men got into a car following a disturbance on Wellington Street and then started firing shots as they drove away. A patrol officer spotted the car on Highway 21 and followed it across town until the car stopped in a parking lot off the freeway South Frontage Road near Long Drive. The officer spotted inside the car what he thought was a magazine from a semi-automatic pistol. That led to the search of the car where gun shell casings were found. One of the passengers told police he fired three shots at a parked SUV in the direction where the victim was hiding. That led to the arrest of 19-year-old Ladarian Steele on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and throwing away the handgun. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees. You can text us your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, good morning. It's 712 Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900. Today, Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. You'll be able to memorize the weather because we're in the pattern.
Broad area of high pressure to our east and control the weather. It means heat and humidity the next several days. Partial sun. We hit 90 to 95 later today. Shower or thunderstorm may pop up later on. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm during the day. We're 90 to 95. Going to be partly sunny right into Wednesday with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs are headed to Omaha to face Louisville in the College World Series. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on that. Meanwhile, most of all the other teams are set for the College World Series. The only match left is Florida versus Wake Forest. We'll take a look at who else is going to Nebraska. And the Stros fell while the Rangers triumphed this weekend. Now they'll go head-to-head in Houston. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, Uber driver Hadi Brown didn't expect anything unusual when he went and picked up the fare at Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Because why would you?
Yeah, late Sunday night, like a week ago. But when he picked up his passenger, looked at the destination, he realized, yeah, it's going to be a long shift. although he didn't know who he was at the time, Hadi's fare was Buffalo Bills cornerback Sharice Wright.
Okay.
Who was on his way to practice in Buffalo. The Bills' free agent signed and couldn't get a flight and wanted to make it to a voluntary practice session on Monday, so he gave Uber a shot. Luckily for him, he got the right driver.
Oh, wow.
Hadi hadn't passed the excessively long trip, but he told the Washington Post that he never thought twice about it. The over 500-mile ride took about 8 hours, and the pair... well, got to know each other.
I'm sure.
Arrived at 7 o'clock on Monday morning with a bill that rang up $632.08, and he got a $300 tip on the way.
Oh, wow.
So the gratuity alone, more than your typical one-way flight from Chicago to Buffalo, but nonetheless. Hey, like the idea that he wants to be a team player.
For sure.
He's going to get there.
What's amazing, and I don't know how this happens, but they got a picture of... of Sharice standing in his Bill shirt. And the backdrop, you know, they have these sponsored backdrops. And the backdrop is the Buffalo Bills logo and Uber.
Oh.
So maybe Uber is a corporate sponsor.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I have no idea, but nonetheless.
Okay. The opportunity's there now.
Works now.
Some good news for Uber right mm-hmm. now for once.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell is re- Yeah, I don't even want to talk about the latest Uber thing. That's just wrong and bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so Taco Bell, don't forget, it's the Steal a Game, Steal a Taco promotion that's
mm-hmm.
going on. That's I think that'll be tomorrow from 2 until 6. Most important thing is it's at participating restaurants, so I don't know if they're participating around here or where you are.
I'm
but
not sure.
Check ahead of time because mm-hmm. you'd hate to drive all the way over there to find
right.
out that
they're
it
not.
Wasn't free taco.
And you have to pay the $1.24.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what it costs?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. So the man who many say invented the Hawaiian pizza, that would be Canadian bacon and pineapple,
mm-hmm.
has died in Canada. Okay, Canada, Hawaii, pizza. Man.
That doesn't make any
Hawaii.
Sense, but all right. Mm.
Sam Panopoulos was 83 years old, the Greek native, immigrated to Canada in 1954 when he was 20, and he opened up a number of restaurants with his two brothers. He said he invented the pizza back in 1962 when he was experimenting with flavor combinations.
Mm-hmm.
We just put it on just for fun. See how it was going to taste. We were young in business and doing a lot of experiments. And they decided they were going to name it Hawaiian pizza based on the canned pineapples that they used.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
From Hawaii. So, mm. I don't know. You guys
you know,
had it before?
I burned a Hawaiian pizza once.
Did you?
Yeah, I should have put it on aloha temperature.
There we go.
Sorry.
Yeah, I've eaten it. I like it.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean... Mm-hmm. You're usually looking for something kind of spicy,
right.
I think, or whatever.
But I'm a big fan of the sweet and savory.
Sure, sure.
So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So it's out there and going. So anyway, so he's passed away. And while we're talking about that, best things in life are covered in sprinkles and cotton candy and classified as unicorn food. you already know about the unicorn hot chocolate and their unicorn cupcakes, but now... Unicorn food has gone on to be the unicorn pizza.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
This makes my teeth get on edge.
Ugh.
It's officially called Pop Candyland Pizza. It comes from Industry Kitchen, which is a restaurant in New York City.
Uh-huh.
It's made with rainbow dough. Now,
okay.
That enough. The picture shows a little bit of yellow dough, a little bit of red dough, a little bit of blue dough, a little bit of green dough. Pizza dough, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then it's covered in colorful vanilla icing, sprinkles, and pop rocks.
Wow.
Topping it all off would be this giant puff of pink and blue cotton candy, more sprinkles, and more pop rocks because, of course, it's unicorn food.
Right.
Too much. Too much.
I'm just saying.
It looks pretty.
It's a sugar cookie.
Yeah.
It basically is a sugar cookie.
Giant sugar cookie.
Okay, that's fine.
I made for my girlfriend's birthday one time, I made a unicorn cheesecake.
Oh. Okay.
And that's the same kind of thing. You dye the different globs of cheesecake stuff,
okay.
basically, and then you put it all together and you put sprinkles and stuff
but
like
that.
But
you weren't changing the ingredients. It was still cheesecake stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was not extra. I mean, other than the sprinkles, there wasn't extra.
Right.
As opposed to this, which is nothing but sugar and dough.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right. 718. I guess we're probably going to start seeing mosquitoes now.
Mm.
It's that time of year, right?
Yeah.
So, four hacks to deal with mosquito bites.
Okay.
Four hacks to deal with mosquito bites.
Oh, so this isn't preventing. This is what
Not
happens when you already get bit.
It's too late. Too
Got
late.
It.
Okay, take a Benadryl.
Mm-hmm.
At the core, you are dealing with an allergic reaction, so it can help with the itching. Might be overkill, but here's the deal. If you get bitten and you start to itch, taking the Benadryl is really not going to help for a while. You know what I'm saying?
True.
It's just a matter of what are you going to do? Or you can put toothpaste on it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Calamine lotion's better, but toothpaste can help with the itching, and it's a good solution if you're, for instance, camping and you can't get to the store.
Right. You don't have anything else on you.
Put ALO on it. Okay. That helps with any kind of itching and swelling. Treat them with salt water. Or make a paste, like salt and a little bit of water, and put it on there.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that can help out. Just some things that work The other thing is, you know, rubbing alcohol can take care of that, too. But that's if you're at the house. If you're out camping, and after all, that's where you're going to get bitten, where you don't have any of the good stuff that you're supposed to have right around you. Hydrocortisone works, right? Cortisone cream?
That's sure.
Oh, God, I turned the page. It's a story about donuts. Do we want to do that now, or are we just going to die from a sugar high?
Right after the unicorn thing?
All right. Survey of people who ranked the best type of donuts. And apparently people are pretty basic, because number one would be
glazed
donut.
Mm-hmm.
Number two would be chocolate frosted. Number three, Boston cream.
Okay.
Now, you know, when you start talking about a filled donut, if you're driving.
Ooh, it's dangerous.
It's a terrible idea,
Well, and again, how many donuts are consumed while the car is moving?
Too many.
As opposed to in your office, right?
Because
even if you've gotten the donuts, you're going to dig into them before you ever get to the office or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
Sure, you don't want to have to share. You don't want people judging you for eating all those donuts.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
Number four, chocolate with sprinkles. I don't know if I believe that, because the sprinkle donuts here do hang around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then maple. We already know that that's just nasty. cinnamon donuts, then jelly donuts, then powdered, then double chocolate. That would be chocolate donut with chocolate frosting.
Mm-hmm.
And then your custard filled.
I'm surprised the jelly donut was so far down the list.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's just become, it's what kind of jelly would you like?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's a matter of, well, what the heck, let's just do chocolate or cream if we're going to fill a donut. Because after all, it is to get as much sugar as you possibly can.
Yeah, you don't want to mess up with like fruit jelly and get too healthy.
Too healthy.
7:21. All right, here we go. Like any other homeowner, Denise Sales from Mountain View, California, says she receives a stack of bills in the mail each month. She's that person who still writes the check to pay the bill. Okay. Like most people who's a 60-year-old, she basically doesn't pay much attention. Okay. Looks right there at the amount that owes, writes the check. That's it. But in recent days, she'd gotten a painful lesson that she has learned from trusting that approach, which can go wrong. She found out over a longstanding error, we're talking 20 years, she had been overpaying. And now the city basically owes her $5,400.
Oh, wow.
Because she overpaid. And she's demanding a refund from the city. But while the city officials acknowledge that they, in fact, overcharged her, they say that they have no obligation to pay back most of it.
Except that they overcharged her.
Well, the dispute started last month when she got this letter from a Mountain View Finance Department notifying her of the error in her sewer bill. An accountant for the city had explained that the townhouse had been incorrectly charged for two sewer connections instead of just one hookup that she actually used. But the most startling thing about the error was how it had compounded over time. The city had been overbilling her since 1996. So that's when she first bought
and
the house.
And someone just noticed.
Yeah. In the letter, the city's account technician.
Okay.
All right. Said the city was refunding her for only the last 3 years of the overcharge, or about $1,050. Noted there was more than the city was obliged to pay back. Wait a minute. Wasn't it their fault from day one?
Yeah.
Right. They charged her for two hookups and not one?
They're pretty much obliged to pay her back for all of it. She didn't use it.
She should pay her utilities in pennies for a while.
Yeah.
So they decide that they maybe want to put this
back.
All right. What do you think about this now? A new rule at a university in China. I don't know the name. Can't pronounce it. Punishes students for skipping class by forcing them to clean the dormitories of the opposite gender.
That could go very wrong.
The first to have their places claimed was a group of three male students. After they were caught skipping class, the students were punished with a 20-minute cleanup session in a girls' dorm, which included mopping the floors, wiping down the tables.
Oh.
So, yeah. And they couldn't leave until the residents of the dorm were approving of the work that they did. Make sure that the quality was okay, that they didn't just light-hand it.
Oh, that'll make you want to go to class.
Well, I mean, what do you think about that? That's, that's something that certainly can be done easily enough. It's certainly a memorable punishment, and it doesn't really hurt you in any way, shape, or form.
I would say as long as it's supervised, you know, because sometimes those college dudes can be creepy. See, you know?
Well, you think about that in your house, okay? Let's say you've got siblings that are similar age, one male, one mm-hmm. female, and you know they don't do their chores or whatever they were supposed to. Make them clean their siblings' room.
Yeah, that's
Huh? Would that work?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Not sure. I mean, I shared a room with my brother for most of the time, but mm-hmm. you know, the idea of having to clean up after a sibling probably would stick with you.
Yeah.
725.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in by 9, out after 5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hey, good morning, 726 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Infomaniacs, here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 20% chance of some showers today. Heck, pretty much all week long, 20 or 30% chance of just showers possibly popping up out there. And a high temperature anywhere between 90 up to about 94 or so. And then each evening we'll be down to the middle 70s probably, 74, 75, that kind of thing. Right now winds out of the southeast at 5. And we've got some humidity, about 97% humidity right now. We have 73 degrees out there.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690 06956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, folks, let's face it. Barack Obama will never be blamed for anything, even when he is totally at fault. That's the upshot of a New York Times article analyzing the continued Obamacare freefall. The Times reports what many of us understood from the beginning. Obama was playing fast and loose with the law. His regime knew that they had no legal right to provide billions of dollars in health care subsidies, but they did it anyway. It's a case study in arrogance. First, Obama figured that if timid Republicans threw any legal challenges, they'd be handled by the courts, which he had stacked with liberal activist judges. Second, if that failed, no worries, President Hillary Clinton would fix the problem. But they miscalculated. The courts have now ruled that Obama had no authority to give insurance companies $130 billion in subsidies. As for Hillary, well, even though she's floated 1,000 excuses why she lost, the facts remain she lost. She can't fix anything, including herself. Meanwhile, the costs of these illegal Obama subsidies are still rising and threatening to implode Obamacare. So guess who the Democrats and their masters in the drive-by media are blaming? That's right, President Trump, for not rushing in to solve this mess. You see, Obama's legacy must be protected at all costs, no matter how morally bankrupt that legacy may be.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But With LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now, get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them 800-440-4833. Use the promo code Rush. That's LifeLock.com/Rush and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The chairman of the organization that's been tasked with bringing tourism and convention business to College Station in Bryan has been among those in multiple meetings with city representatives who supply most of the funding.
Both mayors recently announced exploring options other than the recently renamed Experience BCS organization, formerly the Convention and Visitors Bureau. College Station appropriated $503,000 in hotel occupancy tax money and Bryan $332,000 this year. The chairman of the Experience BCS board, Jim Ross, tells WTAW News they are grappling with unidentified concerns raised by both cities that don't need to be debated on a larger stage at this point. Ross says they have a unique challenge that similar organizations don't face in representing multiple stakeholders. That list includes Brazos County, local hotel owners, attractions and facilities, and Texas A&M. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News he and Mayor Andrew Nelson issued a joint statement after recent conversations about the agency.
Anything else about the way that Experience BCS, again, the former CVB, is operating that listeners need to have any concern about or feel confident about?
No, but I would encourage folks to pay attention to the media. Watch what happens over the next several months as we go through budget hearings, because again, it's not just the CVB that's going to be impacted by our budget concerns.
In addition to the mayor's joint statement, tomorrow's Bryan City Council meeting includes an executive session where they could receive legal advice behind closed doors regarding Experience BCS compliance with the city's funding agreement. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The construction of Texas A&M's new hotel and conference center next to Kyle Field is ahead of schedule. Last Friday, A&M system officials celebrated the ceremonial topping of the $143 million facility.
This is going to be the place where people come to before the games, after the games.
What Chancellor John Sharp calls a crown jewel across the street from Kyle Field will be busy year-round when it's opened in September of 2018.
Our professors are going to be able to use it for conferences. They were the first ones that said, boy, we need a place where we can have our conferences and have our research gatherings, and that's going to take place in this hotel. There's going to be lots of good mojo made in this building.
Next month, a model room of the hotel will be open at the northeast corner of Kyle Field. 10-year leases on hotel rooms will be sold, and naming rights for the privately financed facility will run between $20 and $25 million. For the third time, a Navasota man has been convicted of evading arrest after a Brazos County District Court jury found 27-year-old Antron Harris guilty. The jury sentenced him to 4.5 years in prison. According to the district attorney's office, Harris was arrested in April 2015 following a pursuit by a DPS trooper on Highway 6 south of College Station, where speeds exceeded 100 miles per hour. The trooper had stopped Harris for driving an SUV with an expired buyer's tag. During the chase that lasted 4 miles, Harris threw out 3 small baggies of marijuana. Brazos County prosecutors reached a plea agreement with a Bryan woman who pleaded guilty to her third DWI. 62-year-old Shirley Williams was sentenced to 4 years in prison. According to her arrest report, Williams did not stop for a College Station patrolman last July for driving 55 miles per hour in a 40-mile-per-hour zone on Harvey Road near Munson. She did not stop until she was on Walton, two blocks from Texas. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a College Station man for a pair of armed robberies in College Station that took place 2.5 years ago. 22-year-old Jervon Comorto Castro was sentenced to 12 years for a holdup at Chipotle in Northgate in the robbery of the Cash Advance America store on Texas. In a separate trial last December, another jury found Castro not guilty of assaulting a College Station police officer who was attempting to arrest him. A second assault charge was also dismissed, according to online records. According to CSPD, the two officers were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A College Station woman is out of jail after posting bond on a drunk driving charge where she is accused of having a blood alcohol level almost 6 times the legal limit. According to the arrest report, an emergency room doctor told College Station police the alcohol level of 42-year-old Elizabeth Corteau was 0.470. That's after a motorist notified CSPD that Corteau was unconscious while behind the wheel after her minivan struck a curb at Rock Prairie Road and Edelweiss. If you were wondering last Tuesday around lunchtime about multiple law enforcement agencies in the Tower Point Shopping Center area, it involved a hit-and-run crash, a pursuit of a stolen vehicle, and a foot chase across the freeway. Precinct 3 Chief Deputy Constable Calder Lively reported shoppers in the HEB parking lot helped track down the suspects. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Irvin Shivers of Bryan said he took responsibility for stealing an SUV in the hit-and-run south of the former Texas World Speedway. No injuries were reported from the crash or chasing down the suspects. Two passengers were taken to jail for evading arrest. And another round of freeway road work is underway. Frontage roads in both directions between the Rock Prairie and the Boonville William Joel Bryan exits are being repaved. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports this will take 2 weeks, weather permitting. There will be road closures from 6:30 p.m. until 7 a.m. Sunday through Thursday. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 73 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, I understand you had a pretty big weekend this weekend. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, my oldest son turned 17 years old. It was quite the party. He had about 20 of his friends over, and it was such an exciting time for us. You know, the best part about it was that he came to me as a father-son moment and said, "Dad, thank you." It was just one of those times in my life that I look back with him and think to myself, I've accomplished something. And it just happened to be in our swimming pool, and it just happened to be with all his buddies. And I just thought to myself, this is why I do this. Quite frankly, I'd love to have other families get to experience that same feeling.
Speaking of families, the kids are out of school, so now is the time to own a Sunshine Fun pool. For a limited time, you can use your Sunshine Fun Splash Cash towards one of their fun features. There's lots of options to choose from. You can get a free Haywood heater for your pool. You can get $1,500 off a spa. And don't forget, you get free interest for up to 36 months. They make it super easy over there for you to get finance. Make this the best time of your life. Call them today, 979-690-3343, or check them out at sunshinefunpools.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back, Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyrish. Kyrish Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, the weather is sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Typical summer weather setting up for the region with a big Bermuda high in control of the weather over the eastern half of the country. Partial sun today. There could be an afternoon storm. 90 to 95 later today. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Wednesday, partial sun. There could be storms in the afternoon, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Ags are Omaha bound after taking down Davidson in two to advance to the College World Series. Meanwhile, the Rangers swept the Nationals, but the Astros couldn't hold off Albert Pujols and the Angels. And the Pittsburgh Penguins earned their second consecutive Stanley Cup after their win over Nashville. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, it's going to be called the Davidson drop or the collision or whatever you want. And the A&M may have won the ball game anyway, but that sure helped things out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's I was glad that Nick Chorby had a single, a two RBI single the next at bat. Right. And then, you know, I mean, you look at the score and you think, oh, 12-6, but that game could have been completely different.
This was a pop-up behind the pitcher's mound, and for some reason, it ended up being the second and third baseman who collided.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I'm sure there are Little League coaches out there. There are probably coaches at all levels who would have been yelling at the television about this.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are the kind of things that a team figures ahead of time.
Yeah.
Is the pitcher going to make that call? Is the catcher going to make that call? Is the shortstop going to make that call? But somebody needs to make the call, and instead, they're all just trying to help out.
Yeah. And luckily he's okay. It was a pretty gnarly crash.
And what happens is the guy falls down with the ball and he looks, it appears that he looks in the glove to see if he has the ball by turning it upside down.
Oh,
I don't know that Newton guy explained that, you know, things fall when that happens.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He could have put his hand in the glove and kept the ball from doing that. And it would have been an out and it would have changed things. But anyhow, it's one of those strange things that happens.
Yep, but, you know, you get there one way or another, and A&M did.
Yep, that's it. Good, lucky, and destined. Those are the things. Mm-hmm. All right, so every year, Apple gets hundreds of apps that get, you know, loaded into their store. And in June, they pick out a handful that they say are the best of the best as part of their design awards. So here are the winners of this year's Apple's These Are the Best Apps for You Out There. One called Black Box. It is a free game that uses iPhone tools to play. You tilt it, shout at the speaker. There are even sound cues for the visually impaired, but you can play it. Now, of course, they also have opportunities for you to purchase 99 cents for hints on how to play the game a little bit differently and also some extra games in there. But I went and looked at the just a real quick promo of it. It's a you know, visually engaging thing. And again, it's free. It's called Black Box. Number two is Lake, which is very simply a coloring book for your iPhone or your iPad.
Huh.
Subscriptions start at $2.99 a week or $7.99 a month. It promises you a new piece of art every day if you want to color. Kitchen Stories gives you video lessons on cooking and step-by-step photo directions, shopping lists, and the chance to build your own cookbook.
Cool.
Elk. Yeah. Elk is $3.99. It's a currency converter if you're a traveler.
Oh, okay.
Bear, that's B-E-A-R, free note-taking app for creating thoughts and code and even sketches where linking notes is as easy as just doing a drop of a hashtag. There's a subscription available there. Things 3 for $9.99, a task manager for drag and do. That way you can look and see how overworked you are. Oh, my God, there's one more thing I didn't get done today. Airmail costs $4.99, and it promises to pull all your emails into one place, According to Apple, we really like the ability to hit snooze on messages we want to return to later. So there you go. Those are some of the top apps that are out there if you want to be doing that. And how about this? Maybe you're going to get a new device, and so you've got this old device. So things to think about before giving an old phone or an iPad to your kiddo. Wipe out your old data before you hand them over, because that makes sure that all your personal data is wiped out and wiped clean, and you can do that just by doing a factory reset. Just do that, swipes everything out of there.
Yep.
Create a child's iCloud account. While it seems like it might be a little bit too soon to create that, depending on the age of the child, creating an Apple ID for a toddler, it won't be long before your little one wants to be doing all sorts of stuff and pretending to, you know, use the iPhone the way that mom or dad does. And when that happens, it's easier to migrate her data and apps to someplace else by using an iCloud account. Control what your kid sees and can't see, because you don't want your kid surfing the web or snapping photos on the hand-me-down iPhone, and you can block those activities through the restrictions rule. Hide the settings in mail and other Apple apps, and turn it on to airplane mode. That way your kiddo's not going out into the internet and ended up in places where you don't want them to be.
Yeah.
So nothing wrong with them having a device like that, especially if it just can't do anything other than entertain them a little bit right there without going out on the internet.
Yeah, keep it under control.
Just remember, they'll probably know how to use it better than you do.
Yes, that's true. And they will sooner or later. Yes, you don't have to worry about that. All right, so a guy in Canada had some alcoholic beverages at the bar. Before he paid for his drinks, he appeared to develop some sort of a medical distress. Had the ambulance come pick him up, calling for assistance, checked him out. Police say everything turned out fine until later that night. Same guy, different bar, same deal.
Oh.
Yeah. Worked once, thought that might be okay. All right, there's somebody out there who you can hate today because they sold one winning ticket in the lottery. Yeah. Again, it may not be just one person, but it was only one ticket. So that's $273 million cash value.
Man.
They give us the numbers, and again, why do we care? I mean, you know, they weren't your numbers, so that's that. There were two $1 million five-match numbers. That happened again in California and Ohio. Powerball played in 44 states, and the chances to win are $293 million. So anyway, Mega Millions, that's tomorrow night. That's $101
million. Okay.
I know it's by comparison to the $435 million. It's not very much, but, you know, you want to give it
more than what you have now.
That's right. You can give it a try, then that'll be fine. So Converse kicks may be trendy, but can they cause a lifetime of damage? A California man claims he has suffered from a severe corn after buying a pair of shoes and alleges, quote, it interferes with the nervous system of my toes. $10,000 for long-term foot care and new shoes. He's suing Converse.
As soon as they start hurting your feet, stop wearing them.
Oh, I know, but that would be common sense. That would be common sense.
Yeah, there are other shoes out there.
So the Omaha girls soccer team, and you heard about this in Nebraska, rallying around the teammate after the whole team was recently disqualified from a tournament?
Oh, no. I didn't hear about this.
Well, the reason officials thought one of the team's athletes was a boy. She wasn't. It's the 8-year-old Miley Hernandez had short hair. Teen Vogue says that Miley's family was told her short hair was the source of the decision to disqualify the entire team.
What?
Yeah. She said, when my hair starts to grow, I put it short because I've always had short hair. I didn't like my hair long. Just because I look like a boy doesn't mean that I am a boy. They don't have a reason to kick the entire club out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Not exactly sure what their thinking was behind that. To prove the point that that short hair does not make one less a girl, all of her teammates cut their hair as well in honor of her. She also got an Instagram message from Emmy Wamba about that. So I don't understand why that mattered. I guess, was it not a co-ed league?
Probably not,
to be in the story, but nonetheless, kind of a little girl empowerment story for this morning. 749.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott-Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Home improvement stores are some of the best places in town to shop. Now, I'm not just saying that because I'm a guy. Watch closely the next time you visit one. You can not only walk out with the materials to improve your home, but you might even learn something that will help you in your marriage. Home improvement stores have mastered the art of good customer service. If you have a question or need help locating something, you can ask anybody who works there. The employees are often easy to spot because they're wearing vests that say, "How can I help you?" in big bold letters on the back. But here's the key. In a successful business, the employees don't just advertise their help, they deliver. When you walk in the door, their focus is on you and your experience. And that's why you usually walk out of the store feeling good about your shopping time with them. But think of how your opinion would change if, instead of helping you, the employees expected you to make their job easier. What if they told you, go find it yourself, or complained because you asked too many questions? I'd hate shopping there, and frankly, I've been to a couple of those places. A lot of couples act like that, though, in their marriage. They focus on what their spouse can do for them. But a great relationship takes two people who are willing to ask, what can I do to be a better husband or a better wife? If you work on yourself individually, you'll grow stronger together. To help your marriage thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Bill O'Reilly is old school. His father was old school. Maybe you're old school and your father is too. Check out Bill O'Reilly's Old School, Life in the Same Lane. In Old School, number one best-selling author Bill O'Reilly takes on the latest wave of political correctness with good old-fashioned common sense. His lesson plan tears down the trigger warnings, sabotages the safe places, and schools the snowflakes on what makes America great. Just in time for Father's Day, get back in the same lane. Get Old School by Bill O'Reilly. No one makes history come alive like Bill O'Reilly. Now the best-selling author takes on the war that divided our nation. Don't miss Legends and Lies, The Civil War, the must-have companion book to the Fox News Historic Series. Fully illustrated with an introduction by Bill O'Reilly, Legends and Lies takes you behind the battle lines with little-known stories about Lincoln, Harriet Tubman, Grant, and Lee. You'll see the human side of the epic struggle, the real men and women behind the myths. This Father's Day, give Dad a piece of history. Legends and Lies, The Civil War, on sale now.
About 7 till, I had a listener call in to help out a little bit on this. Apparently, on the roster, you're supposed to check boy or girl, and it's supposed to be a girl tournament. And apparently the coach or somebody for the team checked boy by her name. And that's the reason that the team was disqualified. Seems like they could have talked about it, but rules are rules, I guess, and that's how they came up with that.
All right. Well, good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, after George Yancha propelled the Aggies to a 7-6 victory to cap off a 15-inning thriller on Friday, the Maroon and White made a late charge Saturday evening on Olsen Field to finish off the Davidson Wildcats 12-6 and earn their sixth College World Series appearance. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the Aggies' chances at the CWS.
Our chances are as good as any other team that's going to Omaha, and, you know, we've won 5 in a row. Why not 5 more in a row? And but coming through that regional, only using 5 guys, and then to get some more guys out there with some pressure on them and to have some success, and obviously Logan Foster getting to go back home is a pretty big deal, and, you know, had a great day today. So, you know, we're looking forward to it, and we're going to enjoy tonight or this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, and, you know, watch some baseball and then be locked in on Monday as far as our preparation heading up on Thursday.
Senior outfielder Hunter Pennington says it's been a rough season, but he thinks they can do it.
We all know, like, how hard this season's been. You know, we've had a lot of adversity. We had a lot of adversity this game, so I kind of think that this game kind of summed up our whole season on, you know, how it's never been easy, but we found a way to win.
The Aggs open up College World Series play against Louisville either next Saturday or Sunday. The date and time of the matchup in Omaha will be announced this evening. Elsewhere in college baseball, Cal State Fullerton, TCU, Florida State, and LSU wrapped up their NCAA Baseball Super Regionals to clinch spots in the College World Series. The Titans, Horned Frogs, Seminoles, and Tigers join Oregon State, Louisville, and the Aggs in the CWS, which starts Saturday in Omaha. The last bid between Florida and Wake Forest will be decided today after being postponed because of rain. The second game of the best of three Super Regional was called at 7:50 p.m., with the Demon Deacons leading 5-4 in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Gators won the series opener in extra inning Saturday night after nearly a four-hour rain delay. In Major League Baseball,
the 2-1 delivery, elbows a swing and a ground ball over third. It's a fair ball down the line. One run scores, two run score. Elvis to second. He turns and he is blazing for third. Here's the long throw, a head first dive. He's in there with a two-run triple.
The Texas Rangers beat the Washington Nationals 5-1 for a sweep of their weekend series. Meanwhile, Houston is 2-4 since an 11-game winning streak after Albert Pujols belted his 601st career home run in the Angels' 12-6 rout of the Astros. Here's Coach A.J. Hinch.
We just didn't execute. You know, I know that, you know, our bullpen's been taxed, our rotation's been challenged. That doesn't really account for kind of the just not being able to execute.
The Stros and Rangers go head-to-head for a three-game series beginning tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Out on the links, Daniel Berger shot a 4-under-66 to erase a three-shot deficit and win the St. Jude Classic for a second consecutive year. The 24-year-old is the fourth back-to-back winner at St. Jude and the first since David Toms did it in 2003 and 2004. Berger was 10-under for the tournament, one shot ahead of Charles Schwartzel and Wee Kim. And out on the ice, the Pittsburgh Penguins closed out a 2-0 win at Nashville for their second consecutive Stanley Cup. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day, thanks to the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, we're looking at a 2015 Ford F-250. It's the Lariat four-door crew cab, 6.7-liter power stroke diesel, only 28,000 miles, and you can get this one for $48,201. Again, that's the 2015 F-250 for $48,201. If you want details on that car specifically, or maybe what you can do to jack up that truck and make it look really cool, check out Texas Custom Outfitters. They share the same website as Team Ford of Navasota, and it's all at teamofnavasota.com.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Jen Zweiker comes in here every single week and we talk about real estate, we talk about the market, we talk about buying and selling homes. But the thing that I take away the most and the thing that I really appreciate hearing from her the most as a business owner is that she cares about the people. In fact, her entire team care about the people, all of their clients over there at Zweiker & Associates. And you can be a part of that if you're looking to buy or sell your home and you want somebody who really cares about you and cares about making the experience better, an experience that can be so stressful and so nerve-wracking. Well, guess what? The team over at Zwicker & Associates are the experts who will make that experience better for you. It's real easy to get in touch with them, too. Just go online to zarealestate.com. Get in touch with the experts if you're looking to buy or sell your home. You're not going to regret it because it's going to make your life better, and that's a part of their entire mission statement over there. So check out Jen and the team over there at Zwicker & Associates. zarealestate.com is where you do it. That's zarealestate.com for Zwicker & Associates.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. Coming up in the next half hour, the most popular names in each state. The most popular name in each state.
All right.
A diamond ring purchased for $13 was sold for $847,667.
It was good return.
Yeah, 26-carat ring, first purchased at a flea market in the 1980s. This ring was later identified as a cushion-shaped diamond set with a 19th-century mount. Wow. Of course, it sounds like that would be a $13 ring. Yeah, exactly. So that's it. And getting drunk on vanilla. We'll do that in the next half hour.
Okay. Right?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. But, you know, it's a high temperature today. It's going to be about 92 or so. We'll get up to 95 before the end of the week, and the lows each night will be in the middle 70s. It's 74 now at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.